Right now, it is 8:20 on the ticket and time to have a little fun.
It's the Muses Topic Wheel.
We have the topic wheel here in the studio. We have four topics. We're going to spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, that's what we'll talk about for this segment. The topics are sports.
Oh, well, that's pretty general.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Stimulus package talk.
Ooh, okay. I have a lot of thoughts on that. Yeah, I'm ready to fire off.
Leftovers talk.
I don't understand that one.
I hope
it doesn't land there.
And David Finfrock, fact or fiction? Let's give it a spin.
Whether he himself is a
see
fact
what it lands on.
It's like a Jerry
Please be Finfrock. Please be Finfrock.
It is
Finfrock. No, it's going to be sports.
Oh, what?
No.
What?
It's leftovers talk.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is a coincidence because yesterday we were visiting with our boss, the Catman of the Americas, who told us that he had an upset stomach. And I said, did you eat anything weird? And he said, well, I had some leftover chili. It had turkey in it and whatnot. And I said, well, how long has it been in your fridge? And he said, a week. And I said, I think that's the cause of your upset stomach. I wouldn't eat anything that's been in the fridge for a week, certainly not chili. And so I guess a good place to start is, how long do you guys leave leftovers in the fridge?
The idea is only a couple of days, but the reality is, like Kat, it's usually a week later when you remember, oh, yeah, we left that casserole in there, and you lift up the tin foil, and you go, oh, my gosh, I am not eating that.
The science experiment that's inside.
And the thought is, you don't want to be wasteful. You don't want to throw away food. And you think, well, yeah, I'll have that for lunch tomorrow, or we could reheat that in a couple of days. Well, at least in our family, we don't do it nearly as much as we should, and we still throw out the same food 7, 8, 9, 15 days later. Sometimes it's just kind of taken on its own, and you're both 15 days later, and you're just...
It's doubled in size.
Yeah, why have I been wasting so much room in the refrigerator with this for the last 2 weeks?
I have a tremendous amount of guilt about this subject, because I hate being so wasteful, but I always forget about leftovers, and they always stay in there until the refrigerator's absolutely crammed full of styrofoam containers and doggy bags, and then you don't even know when you got the stuff. If I don't eat leftovers the next day, or sometimes on a very rare occasion the third day, there's no way I will touch them.
We have a rule in our house, basically 4 days is the limit. Sometimes you can stretch something to 5 days, but if it's been in there for 4 days, we pretty much get rid of it. Unless, you know, it's a seafood dish, that's about 1 day, and sometimes we don't. The bottom line for me, though, is I don't really like leftovers. I think leftovers are yacht food, and there's nothing like a freshly prepared hot meal, and when you try to recreate it through leftovers, you almost always fail to reach that initial bar.
Except the casserole, though. I think the casserole holds up pretty well. You put that in the microwave, heat it up, it tastes just as good, I think.
I tell you what else holds up really well, I think, is spaghetti and meat sauce. That is my number.
The noodles get kind of frayed a little bit.
If you store them together in the same container, the meat sauce helps keep the noodles in good shape.
You're off air.
Do you reheat those in the microwave or
yes.
on the stove?
Yes, in the microwave all together.
Mm-hmm.
And dude,
dicey.
No, man, that's my number one leftover.
Okay, how many days though?
Usually, because I like it so much, about 2 days tops.
Right.
2 days after it's been prepared. So
now pizza is certainly much better when it's put in the oven.
I hate
and
leftover
reheated.
Pizza. Hate it.
The cheese looks just.
You can
like a
never
rumor of cheese. It just it,
what's even, that?
Because if you try to warm that up in the microwave, the crust is gum.
Yeah.
Yep. Or if you try to warm it up in the oven, the crust gets really crispy.
Right.
That's nothing wrong with that.
But my kids, they die for cold pizza, man.
Okay.
They absolutely love it cold.
And thank you for bringing up kids, because back in the day, we had leftovers and we just dealt with it. We had meatloaf on Tuesday night and we dealt with it again on Thursday
night. Yeah, I
don't
remember it being an option.
And we never complained.
Boy,
you bring up leftovers to kids now, it's the most insulting. We just had that 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're going to eat it again because we still have plenty of...
Uh-oh. Here's the attitudinal teenager.
They don't have to be teenagers. And they don't have to be teenagers because mine are 8 and 5, man. And they will have nothing to do with it.
It's this world we live in of... Well, no, we need variety and fresh meals every day and... Oh, well, let's just go to Chili's. They seem to have good food every time we go there. They don't serve leftovers there, or they're my favorite Mexican food place.
That's what makes me think this country could not handle another Great Depression.
That's why we had to do the bailout. We couldn't go through it again.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've got a nomination. Actually, two nominees for the worst leftover food of all time. Two items that absolutely do not hold up. One of them is salad.
Terrible.
Could you eat a next day salad?
No.
It's too wilty.
All right. Second one. Have you ever tried to eat reheated French fries?
It's impossible.
I don't understand French fries, how they become an entirely different food.
they become like mashed potatoes suddenly.
They're weird, mushy, and it just doesn't even taste like the same food. How is that?
I don't know.
Is anyone
I'm with you. We have no explanation for it.
We just got knocked off the air for a second.
Just go ahead and throw them out.
Yeah, French fries go right out.
Give them to the dog.
Not possible to get those back.
All right, those are my two nominees for worst leftover food.
Take a couple calls on Leftover Talk to Joseph in Dallas. You're on the ticket.
Oh, first of all, the key to the near biogenetic recreation of the meal the night before, man, go to the stove. Screw the microwave.
Yes.
Take 5 minutes and go that way instead of the 2 minute quick fix. And don't forget, boys, number one leftovers, stuffing and eggs with the yellow stuff in the middle. Deviled eggs, yeah.
What?
Eggs with the stuff in the middle.
Yeah, stuffing holds up for a while.
The Thanksgiving Day meal.
Yeah.
You know what? I get tired of that, too. I don't eat leftovers on Thanksgiving meals.
Man, well,
I
do. Nothing wrong with that.
Unless it's one of them pies I got in there. I eat them pies.
I eat them just because there's usually so much left over from Thanksgiving meal, but it's never the same as that original serving.
Can I ask a question? What are leftovers?
See, Jerry eats it all the first time.
The whole thing.
You can't leave anything in the... casserole dish.
No, it's portion.
Jerry's a heavier gentleman.
I'm a large man.
Brian in Haltom City, you're on the ticket.
Hey, listen, when I was growing up, I had a buddy whose mom every Friday would take their week's leftovers and just mix them all in a meatloaf.
Gross.
That's nasty.
It didn't matter what they had. It'd be Chinese food, whatever. They'd just mix it in.
Ugh. That may be okay.
No.
Well, I'm going to try that one on my kids and see what they think of that. What the heck is this?
What are you doing, old man? Why don't you go out there and talk on some radio and earn us some more money?
Let's go to Bob's. Get a steak.
Come on. Pull out the credit card, Dad. Come on. Let's go plastic.
By the way, Chinese leftovers are good.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
God, thank you.
There's one key to it is to make the rice good. When you put it in the microwave, put it in a bowl and cover it with a paper towel that's slightly damp.
You speak lies.
I do not. I speak
they can pronounce wise, yeah. George.
Is that ancient Chinese
secret? That's right, I speak wise. Yes, it is an ancient Chinese secret.
See, that sounds like too much work, having to cover it with a perforated paper towel
just a damp one.
Yeah, forget all that.
All right, that's Leftovers Talk, and that's another edition of us spinning the topic wheel. It's 8:28 on the ticket. Coming up next, Gordo's going on vacation the rest of the week. We need P1s to do the 8:40.